The Surgeon General's Conference on Children's Mental Health helped pave the way for a national youth consumer movement in mental health. This initiative was based on the premise that advancing the cause of families dictates an understanding and commitment of the values of the youth. Although well-intentioned, you will see in one of your readings, chapter 10 in your book, that while young people sat at the table, their voice went unnoticed. It was a novel situation for both the adults and youth. The youth took it upon themselves to address the situation very directly. The movement has gained support from various national organizations, including the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, SAMHSA, and the Children's Defense Fund. These organizations require that youth with a serious emotional disturbance who've previously been denied the opportunity to make input into important aspects of their lives have a voice in the services they receive and the system that provides those services. Their participation is seen as key by human service organizations. In developmental disabilities, the self-determination movement for youth formed out of the Disability Rights Movement and the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990. Families may be more involved because individuals with disabilities may not be able to express his or her own desires clearly, for example, due to communication challenges. In education, young children are often not included, but older youth, such as middle and high school students, are commonly included in Individual Education Plan, IEP, staffing, and must be included in transition planning.